was moving, or we're always adjusting. We're always trying to adjust to find a better situation. In fact, when we look at the pastimes of the Lord, we have to be very careful not to see them as ordinary, because they are actually extraordinary. Even the things that seem bad are good. If you're forced to move because of something bad is happening where you live, the whole inconvenience of it, so difficult. I read somewhere that moving is one of the biggest stressors on marriage. Husband and wife start bickering when they have to move because of all the arrangements that have to be made. Here it said they had to make so many arrangements with their paraphernalia. I was surprised to read that Upananda is making this suggestion. He says, and we'll leave tomorrow. So, they already have their homes and everything, and gather up your things, we're leaving tomorrow. So, actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that, whereas Upananda, he's the older brother of Nanda Maharaj, and he's a counselor to Nanda Maharaj. He gives advice, and because he's senior by age and by experience, therefore his advice is followed. It's taken to heart. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna inspired Upananda to come up with this suggestion because he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Krishna wanted to go to Vrindavan specifically to perform pastimes there. So he'd been in Gokul long enough. Gokul is, I was thinking of bringing a map, but I couldn't find a good one that would show the location of some of these places. Gokul is south of Vrindavan and east of Mathura, like southeast of Mathura. And that, you know the map of India a little bit, where Vrindavan is. From Delhi to Agra, there's a straight road that comes down from north to south. And not too far before Agra, you come to Mathura. And if you go east from Mathura, then you go to Vrindavan, the town of Vrindavan, where Krishna Balaram temple is. So south of that, some, 10 miles or so, Vrindavan town is Gokul. It's also called, it's in the forest of Mahavan. So we'll see, you may have noticed as we were reading here, sometimes it's referred to as Gokul, sometimes it's called Mahavan. Well, it's the same place. So that's where Krishna went when he was first born. He went to Gokul. Mahavan is also called Brihadvan. Of course, they mean the same thing. Maha means great and Brihad means great. So now I've read contradictory. I tried to do a little research to get all these things straight in my own mind, because it's a little hard to piece it all together. And I haven't been on Vrindavan Parikrama to have it enforced that way. But what was the point I was going to make about Gokul? Anyway, Krishna lived there, and we're finding now that they're leaving in Gokul. Krishna is, it's said that he was 3 years and 4 months old when they left Gokul. So the pastimes we've read up till now took place in Gokul. So this is where when Krishna first lived, he lived in Gokul. Now before that, Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men had actually lived at, here it's mentioned, Nandeshwar. So Nandeshwar is Nandagram. So Nandagram, those of you who have been to Vrindavan, you know it's up on a hill. There are two big hills. One is Nandagram and one is Varshana. So that area is north of Govardhan, and Govardhan is west of Vrindavan. It's out there, if you go due west, I don't know what it is, 15, 20 miles, something like that. And then Nandagram is something like about the same distance north from that area, Govardhan, Radhakund, that area. So there was, Nanda Maharaj already had a place in Nandagram. In fact, that's mentioned. I have this Chintamani Dham Guide to Vrindavan by Padmalochan Prabhu. He says a little something about Nandagram. Situated at a distance of 35 miles from Mathura, Nandagram has a parikrama of 4 miles. The grandfather of Lord Krishna, Parjanya, after being instructed by Narada Muni, came to the hill of Nandishwar and performed austerities for many years. One day a voice announced from the sky, O Parjanya, due to your great austerities you will beget 5 sons. The middle son, who will be known as Nanda Maharaj, will become the father of Sri Krishna and will be the life and soul of the Brijbasis. So besides Upananda, there were three others, brothers of Nanda Maharaj. Their names all end in Nanda, I think. I don't see them here listed. After this, Parjanya lived here with his family, but due to fear of the Keshi demon, they later moved to Mahavan, Gokul. After Krishna's birth, they again returned here to live. So eventually they'll get there. I'll speak more about that. Now, I read in another place it was due to fear of Arishtasura. So in doing this research, I came across some contradictory things, but in any case. So they started in Gokul. There were disturbances. Now we're hearing that they're going to Vrindavan, and we're hearing Vrindavan being glorified. So I also read a couple of places that Vrindavan is the largest forest. So I don't know if it's Mahavan or Vrindavan is the largest. But in any case, Vrindavan is a large forest, and I haven't been able to figure out if Nandagram is actually in the forest of Vrindavan or not. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that. Because here it says it's situated between the two, between Gokul and Nandeshwar Hill. But we always hear about Krishna living in Vrindavan, so we would think that Nandagram would be in the forest of Vrindavan, but I'm not sure about that. So in any case, they're going to Vrindavan. They're hearing about how nice it's going to be. We're having so many disturbances here. Let's get out of this place. Move to a safer place. The cowherd men are concerned about the safety of the residents of Vrindavan. We had this translation here Prabhupada gave the other day. He said, "My dear friend, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokul, we should leave it to this place," it said. But I read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he translates it as the people of this place, that it was out of the desire to protect the people of Gokul, which is, of course, Nanda Maharaj and all his people, to keep them safe. We should leave here because it's there are people. Nanda Maharaj is the king. So his first duty is to protect the citizens, protect those under his care. So the people and the animals also. There's so many disturbances there were taking place in Vrindavan already. From the time of Krishna's birth, practically, he was being attacked by demons. The disturbances were there. And the residents of Gokul there, they couldn't really figure out what was going on. Maybe there's just something wrong here. We just have to get out of this place and go someplace else. And Vrindavan is such a nice place. That reminds me of the line about Vrindavan from the Krishna book, which I remember reading many years ago. Let me read a little something about Vrindavan from this, if I can find the page. Vrindavan. That's just after this. Okay. So Vrindavan. So this is from the Vasanti Rasa Prarthana. The beautiful place known as Vrindavan is a transcendental abode in the spiritual world and is made entirely of divine touchstones. There are many beautiful temples there made out of jewels, and the swans known as Rajahamsa play in the waters of the river Yamuna, which flows through the transcendental land. In the water of that divine river, there is a beautiful golden lotus of 100 petals. And this is from the Krishna book. Vrindavan is such a nice place. Flowers are always blooming. There are even various kinds of decorated deer. Birds are chirping, peacocks are crowing and dancing, and bees are humming. The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes. I've always liked those sentences. So then it says here, this is at a distance of 8 miles from Mathura. So this is talking about the town. Now here he says, Vrindavan is the largest of the 12 forests, stretching from the principal city of Vrindavan to Nandagram on one side. Okay, so there's the answer. And to Govardhan on the other side. This is Krishna's favorite forest. Within the forest is the Rasa Mandala, where Krishna performs his Rasa Leela. One thing I read about the distances, like it says, what does it say the size of Brajabhumi is? 64 kosas, I think it is, something like that. So it's measured by actually the diagonal of a square. That distance, if you make a square and you go from one corner, like the upper left to the bottom right, that distance is something like 48 miles. That's Brajadam. That's that. The kosas translated into miles. Has a perimeter, now this is different, it has a perimeter of 96 miles. And there's 125 forests in Braja and 12 major ones. So this is where Vrindavan is. So they're headed to Vrindavan, but they don't go immediately to Nandagram, which is their place they stay in Vrindavan. First they go to Chattikar. So as I was mentioning, when you drive down from Delhi, just a little ways before Mathura, on that Delhi-Agra road, there's a cutoff that goes to Vrindavan. That's Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. Now that intersection right there, that's Chattikar. That area is called Chattikar. And that's where they lived. That's where they first went. When they left Gokul, they spent there. They had temporary residences. They spent some time there while they were building their residences in Nandagram. So I don't know how long that took. Another thing I found some differences of opinion was how long Krishna was in Vrindavan. But it seems like it took at least a few years for them to build their residences during that in Nandagram. And during that time, they lived in Chattikar. So then that made him closer to Vrindavan, town Vrindavan, where there are so many pastime places there. Of course, even from Nandagram, they would go all the way to Ramanreti, Vrindavan. Krishna would take the cows there. But even from Chattikar, it's much closer. So we have Kaliya Ghat and Keshi Ghat and Chir Ghat and all these places in Vrindavan where Krishna's pastimes took place. Just down the road, just down Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, Krishna went down to perform his pastimes there in Vrindavan, killing some of these demons. So then they went. Now, of course, we're hearing this procession. It sounds so nice. This procession, they loaded everything onto bullock carts. And everybody was happy. They had to leave this place, but everybody is happy. They have a whole, because it said that the bugles are blowing in the previous verse, different trumpets, or maybe that's coming up, different trumpets and bugles were blowing. So they're on their way, taking off to a new place, a new adventure. And the cows are in the front. When I read that, I thought, I wonder why the cows are in the front. You think you'd want to put the cows in the back. When you're in a parade, you don't want the horses in the front. You want the horses behind you for obvious reasons. So, of course, for the residents of Vrindavan, the cows are worshipable. So it's the place of honor in the front, I would say. The place of honor is in the front. There may be other reasons. We read in the after the Battle of Kurukshetra, for the funeral ceremony, the women were in front of the ceremony, and the men were in the back. They followed. So the cows are in the front. Of course, the cows are auspicious, and the Vrajraj, the dust raised by the cows, gets on everybody behind. So that's auspicious. The Chintamani, we're just reading, it's Chintamani stone. So they're being showered with the dust. And the cow dung, of course, that's valuable to the residents of Vrindavan. They pick it up and save it and use it in various ways. So the cows are walking in front, and we have this very nice procession taking place. And people are happy. Easy times, you might say. Of course, we know what's going to happen. They're moving to a new place, but it's not going to stop. But that's all part of Krishna's plan. One reason why the spiritual world looks like the material world is because, well, there's activity, there's action. Things happen there. It's not static. It's ecstatic. Things happen there. And everything is ecstasy. That's really the point. In the material world, everything is distress. Even happiness is distress. There's always that background. The foundation is distress. This is the world because it's the world of death. It's the world of old age, disease, and death, samsara. So how can you enjoy an atmosphere like that when there's death all around? So we're always afraid. It's at least there in the back of our minds. So how can we enjoy here? But in the spiritual world, in Krishna's association, or in Krishna consciousness, we can say, then it's happiness. There's a foundation of bliss. Satchidananda, there's a foundation of happiness. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma. The Brahma-bhuta stage is prasannatma. Na shochiti na kankshiti. But bhaktim labhate param. And what is that? What makes that foundation? It's bhakti. Devotion to Krishna. So that's what underlies all of it. Krishna's devotion to his devotees and the devotees' devotion to Krishna. So everyone is floating in that atmosphere. So whatever takes place, it's happiness. In an ocean of happiness. Diving and surfacing in an ocean of happiness. The Goswamis, that was their mood. Externally, it looked like they were just beggars. Only one little piece of cloth, living so austerely, practically nothing to eat, nothing to keep themselves warm. But within, they're nava-nava-rasa dhamanyudyita-marantamasi. They're relishing in every moment transcendental bliss. So the residents of Vrindavan, this is all taking place in the category of transcendence, the plane of transcendence. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada translated that. The characteristics of the living force and immortality. So what is that? It means when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see what's going on beyond the veil. You see what's going on in the spiritual world. So similarly with Vrindavan, Krishna removes the veil and lets us to peer in and see what's going on here. So we shouldn't mistake it for what's going on here in this world. These are transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And they are meant not only for the pleasure, Krishna wants to please his devotees and enjoy his own pastimes, but for anyone who hears them in the future. Anyone who hears them can also enter into this taste. Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhurahura siko bhupapavukaha. Right in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadev tells us, drink the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam. Rasamalayam. It delivers rasa. Delivers pure juice. The nectar of Krishna's pastimes. So in the 10th canto, we're getting a look into that by the mercy of Vyasadev, the mercy of Krishna, who reveals his pastimes for us. He doesn't have to do it. These pastimes, in one sense, they shouldn't be visible to us because they're so pure. It's like the inner chambers of God. You're not allowed there. There's a public room and the private rooms. So in the Bhagavatam, we get to see what's going on in private, behind closed doors in Krishna's life. The most intimate things about Krishna are revealed. So that's his mercy, that he allows us that. But we have to see them. That's why we're trained to see them always with respect and see them as pure pastimes and not misunderstand and offend Krishna. Offend Krishna and his devotees by misunderstanding them and taking them the wrong way. So fortunately, we're guided by our acharyas so we can get the proper understanding of these things. So let me just read through the translations of these verses again. Between Nandeshwar and Mahavan is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants, and creepers for the cows and other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and our animals. Therefore, let us immediately go today. There is no need to wait any further. Actually, today, not even tomorrow. If you agree to my proposal, let us prepare all the bullock carts and put the cows in front of us and let us go there. Upon hearing this advice from Upananda, the cowherd men unanimously agreed. Very nice, they said, very nice. Thus they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, and immediately started for Vrindavan. Now it wasn't that Gokul didn't have any facility either, because Nandamaraj had a palace there with a nice temple. There's a temple. Isn't it still there with 84 columns, right? Yeah, Gokul. There's a hall at the temple that has 84 columns in it. So he had his palace. The palaces were there. They were leaving. So they were also leaving nice residences in Gokul. Keeping all the old men, women, children, and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts and keeping all the cows in front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles made of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men, accompanied by their priests, began their journey. So, any questions or comments or corrections?
The five brothers are here. I see it on folio. Eldest is Upananda, then Abhinanda, Nanda, Sananda, and Nandana.
Okay. Trivikram.
So what we can grasp here is these people are living very simple. Simple lifestyle, they move in one day. If we're moving, you probably prepare like 6 months. You know, you have to have like a few, 3-4 U-Hauls. You know, they have some cows and, you know, maybe some cooking utensils and eating utensils and few pieces of clothes, and that's it really. Our philosophy is also simple living and high thinking also, see? So, you know, gradually I hope that we can simplify our lifestyle also. It makes it easier for us to leave everything at the end.
Yeah, it sounds nice, this lifestyle, very peaceful. Of course, we know that now when they get there, they're going to be able to build palaces out of jewels. So they live in simple luxury. Pran Govindabhu.
Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad give commentary on these verses that the whole Vrindavan should be seen from the point of Rasa Tattva. That nectar devotion, Srila Prabhupada emphasized 1 to 5 predominated by Vatsalya Rasa, 5 to 10 predominated right. by Shekhar Rasa, 10 to 15. And then if you go teachings of Lord Chaitanya, also in nectar, Madhulila chapter 20-21, Sanatan Shiksha, that Lord Krishna's Prabhupada translate like this, his age goes up to 16. After that, he does not grow. That's how he writes. So whether it's 11 and a half years in Vrindavan or 13 and a half in Mathura, 25 and 100 years in Dwarka, it's not relevant to Krishna. It's relevant for our understanding of historical age or something. So it is in Vrindavan where Sanatana Goswami Padre is Svara, Sankochitasya. Sankochitasya means contracted and it expands and mm-hmm. it shrinks. Shaita, Krishna Lila Anusharata, according to Krishna Lila. So, example given like when Nalkubar and Manigriva, they came out from the trees. Now, mundane logically, Mother Yashoda was in the palace. So, how long did they take time to pray? And Lord reciprocated. There's 4 or 5 verses we just did last few weeks or something like that, last month. So there was a long time prayers. What happened? Nobody was there. And they all came after. So Sanatana Goswami Pada reconciled. It is a Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Lord Krishna is taking the bhav with these two boys. When they finished their crying, they circumambulated, and after Lord accepted them, they take the Parshad mood, and then they left. After that, Jogamaya created the sound for each one, for each reason. And those who are Nanda Maharaj was Brahmanda Ghat, taking bath a long time. But Vrindavan can shrink. Like 100 mile can become 1 feet, also 1 feet can become 100 mile according to require of intensity.
Isn't it also compared to a lotus? A lotus can close its petals.
Yes.
Bring the places close together.
Yes, yes. That's how it should be seen.
I just had a thought, but I lost it. These days I make mental notes, but I think they're written in invisible ink.
Five brothers question comes, why five brothers, Nanda Maharaj? Because to nourish this Leela, that Upananda, they are all Vatsularas, parental. They all have a love for Krishna as a parents. But Upananda has a Daishya mixed. Like Uddhava has a Shaikya and Daishya mixed. Balaram has a Vatsula. Mm-hmm. Like this. These are called Sankullarati, Prabhupada put in the Nectar of Devotion. Sankullarati means they have composed of primary two rasas. So that's why he sees the way Krishna, Nanda Mahava cannot see it. So that's why he has to be like a counselor and guide the whole show. Like sometimes Nanda Maharaj cannot get Krishna to do something, then he will ask Sananda, his younger brother, who has a shukha, a friendship with Krishna, even though he's fatherly, but friendly. So he will make Krishna, come on, you need to do that. So he makes it. So that's how this all five brothers, five rasa combine. Mm-hmm. So, Dasya with Vatsala, Sananda with Soika with Vatsala. So like this. It's very sweet.
As you were saying, you started your first comments about rasa, how it has to do with rasa. So I was thinking, so that means basically in Gokul, then Vatsalya rasa is more emphasized there. So Krishna's going to Vrindavan because there we get more of the gopi rasa and so on, Madhurya Bhav and so on is Vrindavan. So that's his motivation, you might say, for going to that. Because he's getting older. We also read that not long after this move is when Krishna started herding the calves. Mm-hmm. When he was... Now he's just 3.5, basically, now. But I think he starts when he's 5. But he starts herding the calves. So these pastimes, so they are more... Vrindavan is the place for these things to take place, more than Gokul.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur say also, you know, in Chaitanya Chaitanya also said the same thing. Satakoti gopi sanghe rasa vilas tarmadde ek murte rahe radha pas. There is a billions of gopis. So how is possible in Vrindavan if it is a 16 mile billion of girls? And then billions Krishna also expanded. And the dance party. And the place. So it's all expands.
Yeah, just like in Dwarka, how many cows Krishna gave every day from each one of his palaces? I figured it out once, and every day would be enough cows to fill Alachua County. Where did they all go? All right. So we'll start. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.